Coming up at the top of the hour, Earthquake. Earthquake will be our special guest. That's right. Right now, it is time for Steve's favorite segment. It's called Ask Steve, where we do rapid-fire questions. Are you ready, Steve?
Yeah, Shirley, I know. Keep your answers short.
Keep your answers short, okay? All right, here we go. How would you describe your life in one sentence?
It has been an amazing journey.
I like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It has been an amazing journey.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. I got one. What is something you want to tell your significant other, but are afraid that if she find out, she'll break up or divorce you?
Oh, I know the answer to that.
No. Hell no. Ain't no way in hell I'm saying that.
Right.
I don't know why the hell they give me that question.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not answering that
question. Give us a
hell. Hell no, I'm not giving that. That'll be all over the internet. Steve Harvey wants to. Oh no. Great question, but
it is a really good question. He's not
even the question is outstanding.
Yeah. Come on, Carl.
I'm not walking into that bullet.
Well, maybe you can answer this one, Steve.
All right, here's a question. What is the most surprising thing you've accidentally overheard about yourself?
He doesn't forget anything.
You know, he observes things all the time.
I don't know, man. I've heard surprising things.
The most surprising thing.
One of the most surprising things was a little boy who came up to me at the Wearable Gala just this past weekend. This is my most recent surprising thing. He's the keynote speaker. At the camp this Sunday.
The mentoring camp.
Yeah, came to my camp 8 years ago. Came up to me and told me, Mr. Harvey, your camp changed my life. I was called to the ministry that night after listening to you. I'm a minister and I'm preaching at the camp for the closing remarks on this Sunday. That was pretty surprising to me.
Wow.
Because I don't know what I said. turn this boy into a preacher. Many kids I done cussed out down there.
Oh, that's cool, though. Congratulations.
That's tough love. It's called love, Steve.
That was really a really big surprise.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Junior?
All right. What is something you did when you were younger that could have killed you, but you were too young to realize it?
Something stupid.
Oh, he got plenty of
them. Well, I got a bunch of them. One time, my brothers convinced me and my nephew to paint. My father had bought this cat strap home that we got whippings with, and he kept it on the hook right over his rocking chair. My brother told me and my dumbass nephew, if you paint it white and hang it back on that hook, he ain't going to know it because it blend in with the wall. We painted it.
And what happened?
Notice all the nephews got to be right dumb there. Ass. Noted that?
Yeah. That right there, we almost got killed. That was a dumb one. Also, another one was when it snowed outside, we would hide behind the cars at the corner, whichever car was in, he'd hide. And when the car pulled off, you know, they pulled off slow because our streets were brick and they didn't want to spin, so they would pull off slow. If they pull off slow, we would run, squat down behind it, grab hold to the fender, and ski all the way down.
What? That's right.
Yeah, that's
they were black skiers.
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh man. And so one time I was doing it, and I slipped and fell, and my glove got caught on some hook inside the man's fender. So now I done slipped and fell, and my glove got hooked on it. Now, I'm skinny, so this just dragging my ass down the street. I ain't skiing no more. I'm just getting drugged. I drug all the way down the street till it got to the corner.
Wow.
Oh, you
could have
died. That's serious right there.
I've almost killed myself a bunch of times.
All right, let me interject right here, Steve. I asked you at the beginning, please try to keep your answers as short as
possible.
That was
the shortest answer I could tell the story.
So we could get to as many questions as possible.
We could have been
though.
With another question without that statement.
What do you do, Steve? What did you do as a kid, as a young man, I should say, to impress the ladies?
Nothing. That's short enough for you. You happy?
Aw, he mad at you, Shirley.
I'm trying to get a lot of questions.
I was a cool little dude, man. I had a lot of game, you know.
So what'd you do?
When I was young, it wasn't working. But I thought I had game. Uh-huh. I tried. I walk a girl home, carry her books.
You know, that was great.
Stuff like that. I tried that, you know. I was writing them poems on construction paper, giving it to them.
Like, can you remember a poem?
No, I couldn't spell that good, so they were laughing at them a lot.
Aww.
My spelling was shot.
But the sentiment was there. Your heart was in the right place.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, when you didn't misspell Rose, R-O-Z-E, you know,
it's called poetic license, though.
Yeah,
it's
well, you know, Rose, because I spell like I talk Rose, R-O-Z. Okay, cool. No, what did he spell? Look, he's so stupid.
He's so stupid. Come on, Carla.
All right, we got 1 minute. Let's get him in. Uh-huh. What TV show was ruined by the final season? Know what you're gonna say?
Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Everybody knew that show. One. That's easy.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Junior, all right,
come on, Junior.
All right,
this is funny.
What is the most embarrassing comment a girl has made to you after sex?
Wow.
Embarrassing. Oh, I had this girl tell me in college, I ain't even feel nothing. But I heard her too. I said, hell, me either. And we was both up in there not feeling nothing. Yeah. Yeah, you can say that about me if you want to, but I didn't feel nothing.
You were always quick
since
with the
we
clock.
Talked about, yeah. Oh, that was for real too. I didn't feel a damn thing.
All right, Steve, that is the end today of your favorite segment. It's called Ask Steve. Now, coming up next, it is the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.